Zog die Gemara daf chav dalad amit beiz, two lines from the bottom. Omer Rav Huna, hoysa talisa chagura lay al mosnov. If a person has his talis, meaning his cloak, his clothing, covered over mosnov, that means from below his hips and below. So Rashi, l'chaloysa mi mosnov v'lamata, afa pishim mi mosnov v'lamalahu ogum, even though he's bare-chested, from the Mosav and above, he's naked, that means his chest. Koye Kriyishma, he's allowed to read Kriyishma. Om Rav Huna is talisa chagula ha-Mosav, mutalikus Kriyishma. Kriyishma, you're allowed to read as long as you're covered from Mosav and below. Tani nami ochi, ois talisa shal beged, vishal oir, vishal sak, chagula ha-Mosav, mutalikus Kriyishma. You're allowed to read Kriyishma when it's covered ha-Mosav. However, this is only by Kriyishma. Ava le-tfila, however, when it comes to tfila, achi chas es libohi. By tefillah, there's a special din. Zog Rashi, soich laharis es atz mikoyim lefnei hamelech. The tefillah is a din of lamed lefnei hamelech. Lamed lefnei hamelech. So then it's not enough that you just covered mimosav lamato. You can't be bare-chested. You have to cover your chest. You can't swim with a bathing suit and be exposed on the top. You can't daven, with a bathing suit. Shein this gemara. Correct, that's part of hikoyim, but akoponim, here it's a gabi lamed lefnei hamelech. Tefillah is different than Kriyishma. Kriyishma is the raisa. It's Kabbalah Samach Shemaim. But it's not Lamed Lefnei HaMelech. Lamed Lefnei HaMelech requires that Me'al Mosnov, that means his chest, should also be covered. So Rashi Yitzoch Lahar Zazaz Mekoyim Lefnei HaMelech Ve'lamed Be'emo. Aval Kriyishma Eina Medabal Lefnei HaMelech. Kriyishma is not speaking to the king. You're saying Me'Kabbalah Samach Shemaim. It's a different din. The Bach brings Tak and Sadi Aleph over here that by Tefillah, a person has to be Mechasis Guf. That means you can't just... whatever a person can do, obviously, but there's a din of lamed lefnei hamelech to be roi lekach. You have to mechase your whole group as much as possible. Zog di gemara. Va'omer Rav Huna shochach v'nichlas betfilin lebeis hakisei. Someone forgot. He entered the beis hakisei with his tefillin. That means tefillin shel roish too. Meniach yodi alein. Now here we're talking about that you forgot and you already started making gedolim. So meniach yodi alein, you take your hand and you cover the shel roish, which is exposed. Achi yigmar, zog gemara, achi yigmar, sagadai tochmar, you continue, and you just wait till you finish. Zog gemara, nein. Ela kolom Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, achi yigmar omud rishon. The first omud that comes out, you can't stop in mid-track. That's dangerous already. But when you finish that first one, then you stop, you go out, you remove your tefillin, and you go back in. Zog gemara, why? V'lipsik la'alter, taka, stop right in your tracks. Zog gemara, v'leikum, and then get up.
If someone stops in the middle of making gedolim and he lets it go back inside his body, maybe he gets an illness called hedroiken. So Rashi choyle ham matzeva as a keres, it's a stomach ailment. Silon achoyzo, when it comes to ketanim, that a person stops in mid-track and he stops and it goes back in, maybe it's odom lidei rokoin. So Rashi choyle sheshmoy galnitza. So that's why a person in the midst, he continues till the finished first amud, he covers his tefillin obviously, and then he goes back in. Yerokoin, Rashi says, choyle sheshmoy galnitza. Zog di gemara. Itma, tsoya. What does the article say? I don't know. It's an illness. Geweest nicht. Has to do, I guess, with the color. Maybe green. Maybe your face turns yellow, greenish complexion. Zog di mora itma tsoya al besoroi o yod menachs beveis hakisei. If you have tsoya on your bosor, that means on your body, on your skin somewhere. O yod menachs beveis hakisei, or your hand is in a beveis hakisei. But only your hand is. The rest of your body is not. It's inside the stool. You put your hand inside. So Rav Huna Omar Mutalikos Kriyishma. Rav Huna says you're allowed to read Kriyishma in both of these instances. V'Rav Chizda Omar also Likos Kriyishma. So we have Yisrael Yisrael Machloikos. Rav Huna says you're allowed to read Kriyishma even though you have Tzoya Absoroi. Rav Chizda says also. Zog Demora Omar Rav my time with Rav Huna. What's the reason Rav Huna you can say Kriyishma even though you have Tzoya on Bosor? Assuming that it's covered. We're not talking about stam that it's exposed. It's on the Bosor, but it's covered. Or between the cracks of the bus itself, but it's covered. So, my time at Rav Huna, dichsiv kol haneshama tahalko. The neshama means the mouth of the person. So, Rashi hapeva achoytem, or the nose, bichlal hahilul veloy sharevorim. So, your mouth cannot, or your nose cannot smell, cannot, your mouth, that has to be clear when you're mahal de Eibishter. By shaking the rest of the body, you can continue reading Krishma b'diavet. So kol haneshama talako. Rav Huna, my time Rav Huna receive kol haneshama talako. One second. Hapeva choyte michal hil v'loy shari vorim. So again, Rav Huna says mutalik res Krishma. Why? Kol haneshama talako. So that's enough. Once the mouth doesn't have the problem and the nose, so then you can read Krishma even in Tzabasari. Rav Chizda Omar, also likas Krishma. Why? By time Rav Chizda, the Chiziv, kolatz moisei, tamanu Hashem yichamoicho. Kolatz moisei. So if every, any aver has tzoy on it, it's felt in kolatz moisei, tamanu. So mainly you take a can read Krishma in azah oifen. Now, Tais over here on Omid Beis, Tais is going on this, Pasuka ben Chanan, Rav Chizda, Rav Chanan paskins like Rav Chizda that also likas kiyashma. Afilu tzoya tachas bigdei al b'soroi. So clearly it's tachas bigdei al b'soroi. V'svile kol atzmeis tamano. The avgav the Rav Chizda talmud Rav Huna have. So maybe you should follow Rav Huna. L'chum raz linon. V'rif posak Rav Huna. The rif paskins like Rav Huna. L'kula. That as long as it's not the choytem in the peh. Yemuta likos. Min ha'akshi gemorim inei b'yuma peh kamununa. And in Shulchan Aruch. In Simenayin Vov. Both days attack a Mishaburu comes out of a day, you should be machmir like a Chizda, like the first Saran Tosis. Zog the Gemara. Itmar. Reach, resh, yeshlo iker. Reach, rash, yeshlo iker. That means you have tzoya that has reach in it also. Reach, rash, yeshlo iker. Iker means the tzoya itself. She'en lo iker means hafocha. So reach rash yeshle iker, if it is a tzoya with reach in it, so the yisoyis the gemachloikas ravuna omar marchik dalad ames v'koy kriyashma. Ravuna says in order to read kriyashma, you have to remove yourself 4 ames from the tzoya, and then you can read kriyashma. It should be lachoyrov, it's stored up in the evet, but the kaponim should be behind you. V'rav Chizda omar marchik dalad ames mimokim sheposak areach. Rav Chizda says that you're marking dalad ames, not enough to go 4 ames from the tzoya. You have to go 4 ames from where the smell stops. That means, let's say the smell continues 6 ames away from the tzoya, so you have back up 10 ames, 6 ames from the, and then you have to go 4 ames from after the reach stops. So you say the machlokes, where do you have to be marking from? And you say the machlokes is that. What are you marking from? You're marking from the tzoya or you're marking from the reach? What's the pshat you're marking from the reach? What's pshat in the second shita, Rav Chizda? The pshat is because he looks at the reach of the tzoya like a shtik tzoya. The tzoya is extended where the reach goes. Tzoya is not just the tzoya itself and you remove dalad ames from there, even if you smell it. According to Rav Huna, it's even if you smell it, Zog Rashi, clearly. Zog Rashi, min ha'ikav ha'af bishach reach bo elov. You're going to lachogim shein royoy, so you don't see it, even if you smell it. Mashenken Rav Chizda holds that the reach is a chelik of the tzoya itself; it's extended tzoya, so you have to be machik dalad ames from the reach. This really is so. This is a machlokes. There's a big machlokes b'shoinim, which is really 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Ayin Tes, Sif Beis. There's a machlokes the Rambam and the Rosh. We know that we see soon in the sugya that a mechitza helps for tzoya. Does a mechitza also help for a tzoya sheyesh bareach? Meaning, I might smell it, but lemaisa doesn't mechitza help or not. So it's totally in these two tzodim. Is the pshat is that you look at the reach as an extension of the tzoya, then what does it help me make a mechitza around the metzias the tzoya? The tzoya just extended to the other side of the mechitza because of the reach. If the reach is an extension of the tzoya, so then a mechitza is not going to help. There'll be, in a way, reach, tzoya sheish bereach is more chomer because it has the tzoya extending according to the tzad. The other tzad, no, it's like a kola. So it works, you look at the tzoya, and mechitza help, just like Dalai Lama's helps. Das mach ich Rambam in Rosh, die Mama ist 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. Sagt der Tanya, was ist Rav Chizda? Der Wort, der die Magik von der Reach. Und ich kann dem Kirschma, weil ich nicht zuerst Odom, weil ich nicht zuerst Klovim, weil ich nicht zuerst Chazerim, weil ich nicht zuerst Tane Goylim, weil ich nicht zuerst Ashpo, Sherecho Gaha. All these you can't say it's Kirschma in front of. Wie moi am Mokim gewoi ha Sarot Fochim, but it was 10 Fochim tall, it was a different area. Oi nomach ha Sarot Fochim, Yoyshe Bitzida, we koi Kirschma, you allowed to say Kirschma next to it. It's a different Rishos, that's like a Mechitza, different Rishos. Wie im Laav, and if not, then machik mole Einov, you have to remove your eyes from it, machik that you don't see it anymore. Bechein le Tfila, and likewise when it comes to Davening, Reach Ra, Shiesh lo Iker, machik dalal Ames, Mimokoim ha Reach. The Koyre Kirishma. See, this is the Nakuda that I want to bring a riot to Rav Chizda. It says, Yemachik Dalad Ames, Mimokem Areach, not from the Tzoya, from where the extension of the Tzoya is, from the Reach is. Omarova, Leis Hilchza, Ki Homas Nisa. Meaning, the Halacha is not like this Braisa. Meaning, Zogt Rashi, which Masnisen? Dele'el de osu tzoyas klovim chazerim b'sheimam oiris. Aha. We just finished saying a brayse. The beginning of this brayse wasn't the right, but the beginning of the brayse says you have to mark from the tzoyas klovim, tzoyas chazerim, all these different tzoyas. So the halacha is not like that. Why? Because we find a different brayse that says not like that. That Elok Yoritanya, Le'i Kodom Kiyosh Ma'alok, and I get Tzoyas Odom. Tzoyas Odom is also, no matter what. Over there, we're not differentiating what kind of Tzoya. However, Ve'loi Kenega Tzoyas Chazeirim, Ve'loi Kenega Tzoyas Klovim, when, Bizman Shalosim, when, Oyros Le'Tzoychon. Not every Tzoyas Chazeirim and Tzoyas Klovim is also. Only the one that you placed Oyros inside, that makes it reek and smell much worse. So we see, Leis Hilchse Kani Masnisa. Before we just, we didn't differentiate. We said, any tzoy of Odom and Klovim and Chazem is all the same. Right over there, it's a Tanagolim too. But a kaponim legabe Klovim and legabe Chazerim, the halach is only when you also had in it Oiris in the tzoy. Zogt Rashi, what's the kud of Oiris? Atzoyas Klovim and Chazerim koi, shedalkon lesiton be ibud Oiris. You usually put them with the ibud with the Oiris. Aber tzoyas Odom, over there, it's a negate is then. Afilu beloi Oiris, shereen daakon lesiton shom, hilkoch akoch beloi Oiris komar. The derech of the tzoyas Chazerim and tzoyas Klovim is to put the Oiris in it, to be ma'abed Oiris in it, to ibud the Oiris. When you make klaf, you ibud the Oiris. So that's why those have a much more smell. That's the derech of how I'm having that smell. Mashiach and Odom, it's always. And Tani Goylem is got it, I mentioned. We'll see Toys in a second. Tani Goylem is also going to be also without the Oiris too. Now, B'kiveg over here at Mitzayin, in the Gil Nashas, he says on the bottom, Ibu the Oiris, Chenisa B'yalkut, Pashas Boy, B'posuk, V'lo Yechatz Kelev L'Shoinoi. We know the Kelev, by season time, L'o Yechatz Kelev L'Shoinoi, V'lo Oid, Ala Shazochu, La'abed, Oiris, Mitzoyasin, V'lichto, B'em Stam. The reason why the schar, one of the chelik of the schar, the klovim is that the ibud of the oiris of sefer tefillin mezuzas of stam is in the tzoya of the klovim. That's a chelik of the schar of liyachatz kalav shoynoi kivegiz mitzayin, and that's what the chelik of the schar. Very interesting. Now Taisa Staka says over here. Taisa brings the Rashi first. Les hilse kiyom asnisa piyush Rashi. Les hilse kiyom asnisa leel the osro tzoyas klovim vachazirim afilu be'em ba'eris. Aber tzoyas onu shach va'osu b'cholinyon. Mashma, aber tzoyas tane goylim loy ayri. That was never part of the discussion. Uve idach breise loy goras tzoyas tane goylim klal v'loy pligi beha amatzis leel. That vade is going to be also tzoyas tane goylim is without ibud oiris. It's also in any instance. Ule fizes oktesis yes less or tzoyas tane goylim. You have to be very careful. By tzoyas tane goylim v'omer ben Yehuda the dafke shem belul shalem when in their cage sheyesh shom sirochen gold. It's a terrible smell. Aber tane goylim holchim mebayis but stam pet tane goylim that go around the house, the farm ain choishin. So first of all, we see in this tesis that a lul shalem is a problem even without ibud oiris, and that's why you have to be very careful by kaporas. By kaporas, people make brachas and everything. The shoychin makes, or you make your own. You say all things. So over there, it's mamish belul shalem. It's a terrible. It reeks sometimes over there. So the guy brachas a big enough kamina. So tesis bishalmi yesh the bedaadoyim belvad yesh lochush. Only chickens that come from Edoim. V'loy adin lefarish. What's tutzach though? What's bishalmi saying? Another Yishalmi that says, "Machiki migloli behema dalat ames Reb Shmuel b'Reb Yitzchak oimer b'levat shel chamor." Only a donkey's glolim. Akaponim, it's awesome what the Yishalmi means. So on the side it says over here, "Begdulas marat chapirish shebe'eretz Edom hoyas oirim mitzuyim." They were common. Soirim was very common, like it says in Ksubas Samach Dalat. Voyam achilin ategolim soirim. They fed them soirim, and the Rishash says over there it's not stam soirim. They gave them soirim rois, rotten barley. So that's why the soirim reeked. That's takan pshat. And that's why Taka they gave it to Tana Goyim, that extra. V'tziyoson masrachas ayim beis Yosef. So that's in the kud in Tana Goyim. Zok the Gemara weiter. Zok the Gemara boy, my name is Rav Sheshes, Reach Ra she'ein lo ikar. Now we're going into the sugya of Reach Ra she'ein lo ikar, which is hafocha. It's Reach Ra, but there's no ikar, there's no tzoy be'etzim. Mahu, what's the din? Omalhu, also chazu hanetzifi devei rav. Look at the machzolos, the mattresses in the Beis Medrash. They used to sleep in the Beis Medrash. The hani goni v'hani gazi. There were some of the talmidim were sleeping and others were learning. So we see clearly they were sleeping. So there was a hafocha that came out of the ones that were sleeping and the other ones continued learning. So gemara v'hani believe the devei Torah that were makel by devei Torah because of bittul Torah. If you're going to have them stop learning and go out of the Beis Medrash every second when they're learning next to the ones that are sleeping, they'll too much bittul Torah. Alo b'kiyash maloi v'devei Torah namelei amoron ala dechavrei. Someone else's hafocha. Alo didei but his own hafocha loi. Then you have to stop. And the Shulchan in Siman Ein Tes Yitches explains, because since the ganze din of Re'er Asha'en Le'ikar is only Drabonon Dekedin, so they were makel mishum bitl Torah not to be mafsik the limud Torah and to leave the base medrash. Zog the Gemara. Now Tosfos over here says, which is Negei Halacha L'Maisa, Yesh Mefarshim, the Batekesia Shalonu, but Oymek, since our Batekesia have a pit that goes in the ground, even then already, Im Yesh Be'em Mechitza Mafsekes, if there's a door, there's a stool, have a Kamoi Re'arash, Ein Le'ikah, Kamoi Batekesia, the Pasoy Le'kamon. So there's you have to know exactly what the Hagdar of our Batekesia are. But Tosfos clearly says, it might only have a din of Re'arash, Ein Le'ikah, because it's into the ground, it goes in, and it has a covering also. Kaponim, that's halacha lemaisa. There's many truths in Poskim about arba tekesiyos. Zog di gemara weiter. Itmal tzoya oiveres. If you have a tzoya that's moving along, now what does that mean? Moving along. Who's holding tzoya? So it could be a guy's holding a graf shere. It's possible. But a common application would be a moving garbage truck. A person is walking on the street. He wants to say krishma, and the garbage truck is moving along with him. It's tzoya oiveres. Zog di gemara abayo, and obviously a garbage truck which has an tzoya and it smells. Abaya Omar Mutalikos Kriyashma, you're allowed to read Kriyashma when the garbage truck is moving or when the tzoya is oiveres. Rav Omar Osalikos Kriyashma, you're not allowed to read Kriyashma. Zogma Omar Abaya Manamina Law, what's my yisoy that it's mutter? The Tanan, like we learned in the Mishnah. Hatome, if you have not a tome maze, we're talking about a mitzoyra. A mitzoyra, the din of oil is dependent if he's hoylech or oimit. Hatome oimit tachas ilon, if a mitzoyra is standing under a tree, vahator oiver. And someone who's tohar, meaning non-mitzorah, is over, he passes by, so tomei. If the tomei is oimed, stationary, and now they're under one tree, so a tohar person becomes tomei. Tohar oimed tachzilon, if let's say someone who's tohar standing stationary under a tree, oyo, v'tomei over, and a tomei walks by, tohar. The tohar remains tohar, because the tomei is moving, he's not oimed, he's hoylech. But if the Tomei Mitzoyer now starts to stop under the tree, then the person Torah makes him Tomei. V'chein be'evan amenugas. The same thing with a stone that came from a house of Mitzoyer, the din of Mitzoyer that applied by an Evan also, the same din. If it's Oimei, then it's Metameb oil, the one that's tar, and if it's Hoylich, it's not. So we have a clear raya to Abaya, that Abaya said that Tsoyo Iveres Mutalikos Krishma, because moving doesn't have the din of Tumas, who had din like Abitsoyer, doesn't have the din of Tsoyo. What's the raya from a tzoyer, from tum and tare to tzoyer? V'rova amalach hosam b'kibusa talya milsa. Over there, the Torah is toilet in the kvias. What is it? Why? Because it's clearly said, d'chsev, bodad yeshev, michutz amachne moishovoy. It says moishovoy. That means where he's stationary. That's what's metama, the din of tum and tare on the tzoyer. Hocha, voye machne chakodesh amrachmona. Voleiko, sefelt amarach chakodesh. True that I'm walking. True we're talking about that the tzoyer is overes. And it's Iveres. But Lemais, at the end of the day, it's felt in Machanecha Kodesh. In my Machne right now, there's Tzoya, that's Iveres. So Mele will be Chison in Machanecha Kodesh. I just want to be Moisev. We had in the last Omid, we had over there that Rav Huna said, Difra Amaroyim said, that if you're Mahalach Ben Voice, I'm a Tenov Voice, you're Meniach Yodei Alpir V'Koira. And the reason we explained this, Rav Chisda argued, but the reason we explained is because when you're moving, even though you're walking through Mavois Atanofis, there's alleyways that have Sirochen, it's not a chisorin in Machnecha, because it's not your Machne. It's only Machne when you are Choyne, but when you're walking, it's not your Machne. So how does that stim with this rubber? So I want to be Mechalik, there's a difference. When the person is walking, and there's Tzoya in the Mavois Atanofis, so that the Gemara says, not your Machne. My Machne is I'm on the move, so it's not my Machne. It's talking about Machnecha. But maybe over here we're talking about that the person is stationary, and the Tzoya is Iveres. And that Rabbi says that is a chisar in a machanech kodesh, because right now the tzoy is, even though the tzoy is on the move, but the tzoy is in my dalal ames, thus in my machaneh. So thus felt a machanech kodesh. There's a yisoy difference between the tzoy that's moving or the person that's moving. When the person that's moving, that's not his machaneh. I'm on the walk. I'm walking through. Mashenka, when I'm stationary, when the tzoy is over, it comes in my dalal ames, thus heist ya my machaneh. Zog di gemara. Omra popa pi chazil. The mouth of a chazir. Since a chazir is always mechatet in tzoya, ketzoya iveres domi, it always on the move. Zechmal pshita, what's the chiddush? Zechmal itzicha avkav the solik min nahara. Even if the chazir came out of the nahar, he just came out of the shower. He just brushed his teeth. He just put it. So then it's still considered solik min nahara. It's still considered tzoya iveres. Om Rav Yudah sofik tzoya. If you have a sofik in tzoya, is the tzoya here or not? Asuretz, Osser, Sofik Meraglaim is Mutarim. We mechaib din Zoyen Meraglaim. Sofik by Zoy is Osser, Sofik Meraglaim is Mutter. Ike da Amri, Omer Avrida, Sofik Zoy beweis. If it's in the house, then it's Mutteretz. But by Ashpo, in the Ashpo, then it's Osser. Meaning, Zoy is not always Osser. It's only Sofik in the Ashpo, where it's a place that you usually place it. Masheng in Sofik Meraglaim, Masheng by Meraglaim, we're more Makel. I feel by Ashpo, not Mutarim. Zog mal sovli ke hod rav amnuna do om rav amnuna lo os ra teira ala connected omud bilvad,
meaning merak lime is only osa connected the omud while it's coming out of the flow, only then is it osa. So that's why sofik merak lime is takamuta, because midarais it's only osa connected amud, so anything that's not connected amud is rabbonu dekadin. So by sveika the rabbonu you makel mashing betzoyi, it remains the raisa. Now, some of Farshim explain what's the pshat, only connect Amud, because that's an extension of the erva. Just like the erva is also, so the b'shas the kiluach, connect Amud, that is the erva with an extension, so it's also mitzat the erva.
Zog the Gemara, uk the Reb Yonison, the Reb Yonison Rami, the Reb Yonison has the following stira, ksiv, v'yad tia l'cho michutz ha-machne. It says that when you relieve yourself, it has to be michutz ha-machne. Don't say cover. V'yad also shoma, chutz. And another pasuk says, and here it says you have to cover it. Okay, it depends what you made outside. Then you have to cover it. It's only connected amud, so we see clearly, as long as it's not in your machna, but you don't have to cover it. So we see clearly, it's merely on the ground. Sorry. The rabbonon who the gozrubu, he gozrubu rabbonon bevadoin only by vaday meraglaim with gozer, alo besveikon le gozur. Zogma bevadoin at kamo, how much does the meraglaim have to be, meaning, and for how long does it remain meraglaim that it's also, meaning on the ground? Zog demora omra vadoin on the ground for how long? Forever? Zog demora no. Omra vidom mashmul, cause man shemat pichin, as long as it's still wet, that it makes something else wet. You touch it, it's wet. It's still wet. Gneva says no. It could be dry, but you still see yellow stains. So then it's still Rishuma Nikr. It's also Asa. Om Rabbi Yosef, Shorele Morle Gneva. The Eibishter should be Moichel Gneva. No, it can't be that that's like him. Why? That as long as it's Rishuma Nikr, it's Asa. Hashtet Tsoya Om Rabbi Yom Rav. Kemen Shekomu Poneo Mutter. Tsoya, as long as there's a crust. Once it returns into a crust, it's ready mutter. So you're going to tell me, Meraglaim, boya. You're going to tell me it's also, as long as Rishum and Nikah, a crust is much more than Rishum and Nikah. And by Tsoya, once it's a crusty, it's ready considered that it's mutter. So how could Rishum and Nikah be also? So how could it be that dry is enough? I don't care about Rishum and Nikah. Why being soymich on this statement of Avidom Rav that komu poneo is already muter by tzoya? Smoich ahod is another member legabit tzoya. Dom Rav Ravunom Rav tzoya afilu kecheres asura. Even if it's dry like a cheres, it's still also. What is that? What is the gather of that? Om Rav Bachanom Rav Yechon Kozman shezolke ben nifreches. You throw it and it does not crumble into pieces. That means it still has lachas in there. Doesn't crumble. Keeps it together. Like a snowball, so it doesn't break. So then it's still considered tzoya. V'yekadami kozman shegoylo v'nifreches. And much more chomedek eshita. Even when you slowly roll it, and it doesn't, and it's not nifreches. Meaning that even if you would have thrown it, it would have been nifreches. It's still osir if it doesn't fall apart. If you slowly, when you throw it, it's going to fall apart. But it's still going to be osir. Because if you roll it and it doesn't fall apart, it's still osir. So it's much more delicate and it's still going to be osir. Even if it would have fallen apart when you would have thrown it. So upon him, we see this Mohammed Geshitis by Tsoya. And Tsoya is not totally in Karmu Poneho, but Tsoya is totally in Nifreches, which is much more Chomer, or Zarkov and Nifreches, or Goylo, so Lo'olam Etshayach, that Rishum and Nikah is Taka also like Gneva said. So it's not Shver on him. So there's no Raya from Tsoya connected Gneva. Zog demor weiter, Omer Ravina, hava kamina kamei de Rav Yehuda bidifti, chose Tsoya, I saw Tsoya, Omeli, he told me, Ayini komu poner loy. Take a look if it's korum poner, it's totally, is there a crust? And if there's korum poner, it's mutter. Zogmor ikdami hochi omele. Ayin imifloy yafluye. Take a look if it has stokim in it, if it has cracks in it. Cracks, the Rishonim say the Ravid, Rashba brings a Ravid, that it means that's like goylalo. That's the chomedek hashit of slowly rolling it. Zogmor my havalo, what's the din? Itmal. Tsoye kecheres. If it's like a cheres, amemerom asur, it's osa. Still osa. By a cheres. Umazut roma muteres. Omarova hilchesod halachis tsoye kecheres asura. As long as it's kecheres, then it's also. That means even if you throw it, and it's not nifreches, Umeraglaim cause mashamat pichin, as long as it's wet. Zog the mora meisvei, meraglaim cause mashamat pichin asurin, nivlu, if it got absorbed, or yofshu is dry, it's muterin. My love, nivlu, do me the yofshu. My yofshu, there is shumanikka, just like yovish means that it's agri shumanikka, af nivlu, there is shumanikka, hori shumanikka, but if it's nikka, then it's also afgav de mat pichin, so it's not like rova, we see that it's not totally in mat pichin. It's still also, even if it's Rishum and Nikah. Ule Tamech Emer Eisha. Because Mash Matpichin Huda also. Only when it's Matpichin it's also. Ha Rishum and Nikah, then it's Mutter. So it's no Raya from here. Here's Mash Rishum and Nikah's Mutter. Elam Holek Elam Ishmino. Zog Ma'olem Ketanoi. We see that Klisha Nishpru Menu Meraglaim. If you have an Ovech Meraglaim that you pour out the Meraglaim, it's also Likos Kirishma. Connect it. Umeraglaim Atzman Shinishpru. Nivlu, if it's absorbed, muta. Loi nivlu, it's also. Rabbi Yossi Yom, because Masha Matpichin, as long as it's wet. My nivlu, my loi nivlu. The comment on the kami. Ilam nivlu, the ain matpichin, that it's not, that doesn't make something else wet. Loi nivlu, the matpichin. For also, Rabbi Yossi Yom, because Masha Matpichin, who the also, Rishum and Nikka Shori, so Hainat on the kami. So they're saying the same thing. They're both saying that it's totally in matpichin. Elo nivlu means the ain Rishum and Nikka. Loi nivlu means Rishum and Nikka. For also, Rabbi Yossi Yom, that is no, because Masha Matpichin, who the also, Rishum and Nikka Shori. That it is totally in matpichin, and he's argues on, so we see a machlekes of ain matpichin Rishum and Nikka. Is Rishum and Nikka also a muta? Zakma loy, the kuli amak is mashmat pichin huda also, everyone agrees when it's matpichin, it's also. Hori shumanika, it's shori, when it's a shumanika, even though you see the stain, it's muta. The hocha, what's the machloikas, chav helmet beis, bitafeach amnas latpiachik benayu. That means that if it's wet enough, that if you take another cloth and you make that, touch it, the meraglayim, and that second cloth is able to make something else wet, that's tafeach amnas latpiach, that's the machloikas. Tanakam is meikil, and he says, the only time it's also when it's so wet that it's tefeach amanas latfiach, that it can make a second cloth wet, meaning you put something on it and that other thing can make something else wet. Only then is it considered meraglaim that's also to read kriyashma in front of it. And that's much more of a kuladikashit. It has to be so much wet that it can be tefeach amanas latfiach. Rabbi Yosef is machmir, and he says, you do not need tefeach amanas latfiach. Even if it's not tefeach amanas latfiach, it's still also to read kriyashma in front of that type of meraglaim. Even if it can't be tefeach amnas latfiach, it doesn't have to be so wet. Even less than that, it's also Rabbi Yosi is machmir. We'll stop over here by the two dots on the top of Chofei Omid Beis and the top of the Omid.